Muhammad called for the ethical treatment of animals. The Prophet was against detaining or confining or restraining animals for no genuine reason. Also, he didn't like lashing animals or hitting them. He used different teaching styles to emphasize the spiritual call to treat animals with care and dignity. Animals and all creatures form part of a greater community of life on earth. There is not an animal or creature that lives and moves on the earth, nor a being that flies on its wings, but they are communities like you. We have not neglected anything in the book, and they, all creation, shall be gathered to their Lord in the end. The Quran, chapter 6, verse 38. Halal means more than halal food. Halal is more commonly used to define permissible foods, but the term is much broader. Halal means permissible foods or actions, and is the opposite of haram, unlawful acts. Muhammad taught that Muslims have no right to kill any animal unless permitted by God. It is only with God's permission, to whom all creatures belong, that certain types of animals can be slaughtered for human consumption. Only herbivorous animals can be slaughtered to be eaten, e.g. cows, sheep, chicken and birds that eat no flesh. Please note that pigs are omnivorous animals that feed on plants and animals. Eating ham or pork is forbidden in Islam and Judaism. Muhammad taught his followers that lawful killing of animals should be done in the least painful manner. For example, the animal cannot be killed by a blunt blade. It must be sharp. An animal must not be hit by a stone or slaughtered next to another animal watching the slaughtering process. Muhammad said to a person who was slaughtering an animal beside another one, "Do you want to kill the other animal twice?" Al-Hakim 4:231-7658. Ethical treatment of animals. On one occasion, Muhammad wanted to pass a message to a person regarding good treatment of animals. He told him that his camel complained to him because it was loaded with more than it could bear. Abu Dawood 2:328-2549. On another occasion, Muhammad said to his companions, "Whoever captured the babies of this bird should return them back to their mother, which was running like a headless chick." Abu Dawood 3:8-2675 4:539-5268. You will be rewarded for being kind to animals. A kind act, even to animals, deserves to be rewarded by God. Muhammad once told his companions the story of a thirsty man who found a well of water and went down to drink. When he went up, he found a thirsty dog gasping in thirst, so the man went down to the well again to fill his shoe with water and brought it up to the dog. God was thankful for the man's compassion and forgave his past sins. Sahih al-Bukhari 3:132-2466. Muslim 7:44-2244. On another occasion, Muhammad told his companions that God had punished a woman because she imprisoned and confined a cat until it died. She neither fed the cat nor let it go. Sahih al-Bukhari 3071.